CNN is reporting that the Dignity has set port. Reports of the Israeli press had said that the ramming of the boat was accidental. However, an eyewitness account from CNN reporter Carl Penhall says otherwise.
At nighttime hours, while we're out in the Mediterranean, heavy seas, it was the dark of night, and that Israeli patrol boats approached the Dignity as it made its way through international waters towards Gaza. While the boat was still in international waters, Israeli patrol boats shadowed the Dignity for the space of about half an hour, and then after that, without any prior warning, one Israeli patrol boat rammed the front section of the Dignity. That caused part of the roof to peel back, windows to shatter, and there was also a hole in the hull, and the boat began taking on some water. The captain of the vessel put out a mayday signal. The only people in the area at the time, though, were the Israeli boats. Now, there was no prior communication from the Israeli patrol boats to the crew of the Dignity, but after the ramming incident, the patrol boat sent a signal accusing the Dignity of being involved in terrorist activities and said if it did not turn back from its current course, that it would open fire on the Dignity.
On board are doctors, journalists, and over 3,000 tons of medical aid. The activists say they were not asking Israeli permission to undertake the humanitarian mission. They were expected in port at 10 a.m. this morning. Israeli gunboats rammed the ship and opened fire into the water nearby. Several Israeli gunboats intercepted the Dignity. One gunboat rammed into the boat on the port bow side, heavily damaging it. When attacked, the Dignity was clearly in international waters, 90 miles off the coast of Gaza. The gunboats also fired their machine guns into the water to threaten the boat. Meanwhile, Cynthia McKinney was interviewed on CNN earlier this morning. She had this to say.
One of the things that I would like to ask President-elect Obama is to say something, please, about the humanitarian crisis that is being experienced right now by the people of Gaza. I would like to ask my former colleagues in the United States Congress to stop sending weapons of mass destruction around the world, as we are about to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Let us remember what he said. He said that the United States was the greatest purveyor of violence on the planet. And guess what? We experienced a little bit of that violence because the weapons that are being used by Israel are weapons that have been supplied by the United States government.
The Dignity flies the flag of Gibraltar, is piloted by an English captain, and has a passenger manifest that includes Representative Cynthia McKinney from the U.S. The Israeli government press office director was faxed the passenger list and press release last night after Dignity set sail from Cyprus.